Hello.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Perception Radio. With your host, DJ Perception.
Hello.
Welcome back to another Top 5 in 5 segment. I am your host, DJ Perception, in the house. Today's episode is brought to you by Babylon's Garden. Be sure to check them out. Today in the studio, I got Corina Rose. Corina, tell our listeners a little about yourself and say hi.
My name is Corina Rose. I'm from San Diego, the sunny city of San Diego. And I've been singing since I was a little girl. And I've been playing guitar for about 8 years. And I like to write my own songs. I like to play with a band. I like to perform all around San Diego. And I want you to listen to my music. And I hope you like it.
Yeah, she just had an album drop. Make sure you guys check it out. So tell us, who are your idols and how has music influenced you?
Well, my idols are like Prince and Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye and Al Green and Adele and Sade and Amy Winehouse. Those are my favorite artists that I look up to. Music has influenced every part of my life. It's brought me a lot of joy, a lot of healing. And it's how I kind of relate with the world. It's kind of how I do everything. I think it's like that for a lot of people, right?
Yeah, it's true. Music is all about emotions. It takes you places and brings you back to places.
And music is everywhere. I mean, it's in the streets and in your car and in the elevator. You can't go anywhere without music. And every holiday, every celebration has music. So I think music's just part of our lives.
Yes, indeed. So what was the biggest problem for you to overcome in your music career?
Well, one of my biggest struggles in my music career is just believing in myself. That was probably the biggest struggle I had to overcome. And each and every day I have to just remind myself that I'm kind of doing this from my heart and soul. So sometimes I can get down. Sometimes I start comparing myself to other people. But then I have to remember to connect with my source and infinite love and just remember that I'm doing this for me. And it's something I enjoy doing and love doing. And luckily, other people also enjoy it as well. So it's been a big learning experience to just learn to believe in myself and love myself and do this for fun.
You hear that, guys? Don't listen to anyone else. Listen to your heart.
Yeah, listen to your heart.
So what are you currently working on now? And what are your plans for the future?
Well, I just dropped my brand new album, Our Love is Freedom, last week. So that's going to be my platform for 2019. So this whole year, I'm going to be promoting that album. And it's really fun and exciting because that album, Our Love is Freedom, has such a great message. And so I'm happy that I get to promote that and get as many people to listen as possible so that they can also feel the love and hear the love, share the love, connect with love, and hopefully it can bring them healing like it's brought me to write the songs.
Yeah, love is everlasting.
It's good stuff.
So what advice do you have to our listeners who want to pursue this type of career?
My advice to you is just like, you need to trust your heart. You need to look within and kind of ask yourself what your higher purpose is. And if it's to make music, you have to do it for you and no one else. And you have to do it because you really want to. So, because it can be hard, takes a lot of energy. But if you love it, then it's not work at all. It's fun.
You hear that, guys? You got to love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the time we got today. Top 5 in 5. I am your host, Perception. Today's episode is brought to you by Babylon's Garden. Be sure to check them out. So tell us, where can our listeners find you and any upcoming shows you got?
Yeah, so the listeners can find me at www.corinarose.com. That's spelled Corina. Corinarose.com. That's my website. Also, I'm on Instagram at Corina Rose Music. I'm on Facebook at Corina Rose Music. And I actually have a show I'm going to be performing at Harney Sushi in Old Town, January 24th. And coming up on February 7th at the Rabbit Hole, also in Normal Heights. Those are my upcoming gigs. And I'm going to be going to South by Southwest in March and doing some traveling and touring and performing all around.
You guys hear that? Make sure you check out her new album that just dropped. Make sure you follow her and check out all her music and social media.
Thanks, guys.